Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa,
Matt,
and Jenna.
And we're back. And
We're back. I totally derailed.
We probably have a lot of things to talk about this week, but I think I want to cut in right at the beginning here because there's one real quick thing I want to talk about, which is...
Needy.
I was at work today. I got a fucking cardboard paper cut. How shitty are those? It's been a while, and I had that moment of realization that, like, fuck me, that actually cut my thumb, didn't it? And I had to go get, like, a Band-Aid, but
no,
I can't
we're
just...
talking, like, cardboard, like a thick fucking bullshit.
With the little zigzaggy
shit in the middle.
So mad. I was so fucking mad, and I was like...
Those things cut deep.
They do, and I was like, motherfuck, and, like, everybody's like, what? I'm like, because I'm normally, like, the most chill dude at work, and also I'm, like, pissed, and so people, like, took notice.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what? What could possibly have happened that Matt's that angry? And I'm like, cardboard fucking paper cut. And everyone goes, ooh. Like, instant sympathy and, like, understanding and recognition.
If you're looking for a universal truth to share with a group of people.
Yeah. What's funny is I'm using, like, the deadliest blade in the shop to cut tomatoes, like, right after that. Perfectly fine. Never cut myself. Yeah. Everyone else cuts themselves on that motherfucker. I'm like, I just don't put my hand by the sharp thing. And therefore, I've never cut myself on it. Like, I know how a knife works.
but he doesn't know how cardboard works.
No. Well, you don't. The cardboard is like the Spanish Inquisition of cuts. Like, you never suspect it.
It's kind of like how when you're doing fire manipulation, you'll do like all of the stuff and like not burn yourself. Mm. And then like every time I go to bake,
yeah.
Every fucking time.
I did that today, too. I got this nice red wheel from the fucking
stove. Jesus Christ, you're just losing all over the place, aren't you?
I usually don't burn myself much at work, either. Like, my fingers, but, like, I worked enough food stuff that, like, that's not a big deal. It's like, that's hot, but it's fine in 10 minutes. But, like, but it's the forearm still is, like, I watched it kind of sizzle a little bit, and I was like,
like, funny you should bring up baking. I've actually decided to get back into it. Like, I grew up baking. Baking is my...
I thought that kind of turned you off of it, though, for a bit, because you got
for a while. Yeah, I did. But, I mean, baking was my thing, because baking is a science.
Well, like, that was part of the origin
of
cooking,
pioneer, cooking
right?
is jazz. Cooking is, like, you start with a basic theme, and then you add variations and spices, and you kind of go off on...
You can coax cooking into working.
Exactly. Exactly. Whereas...
it's too late, you can...
Baking is a science.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't just go, I'm going to throw in some baking powder this time, and I'm going to leave out some flour. You're going to get a completely different product. Yeah. It won't be...
I think we've talked in the past about, like, I'm absolutely all about cooking, and I'm terrified of baking.
Yeah, baking is a science. I prefer baking.
Yeah, I love baking, because I just... I need 2 cups of flour. I can measure that.
Exactly. You can't fuck that up.
Some kind of like AB right brain left brain thing.
But,
like,
I mean, that was something I preferred to do, and then I fell out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I got into college where, you know, various other places where I lived where I didn't have good equipment.
You learned to juggle, you piece of shit.
I know, right?
That's what it was.
I have started having sex. It was
juggling
great.
Stole baking.
I recently, and I don't know exactly what the trigger was, but, like, part of it was, and I mean, I kind of know what part of it was. It was Great British Bake Off.
Oh, sure.
But that's not the reason. It's not like I saw Great British Bake Off and then suddenly thought I was a great baker. But it was one of those things that it reminded me that I used to make homemade bread.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
And so I started talking to Raiderly about it. I was like, should I start making bread again? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Because what we used to do is we used to do... it was a type of bread where you keep the dough in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then...
Like a sourdough kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. And then you come home, you French chop off a you know, a lump chunk. About as big as your two fists together.
A wad.
You let it set for 20 minutes, you know, to rise a little bit, and then you throw it in the oven, and you've got a little one-meal loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. And so you have fresh bread with every meal.
That's a good thing.
And that was really good. But the problem is...
Kids?
I don't get off work until 6.
Sure.
So by the time I get home, dinner is already done. Half the time the kids have already eaten.
Right.
Because they're in bed by 7:30.
Yeah.
So that's just not practical.
Well, they're railing against bedtime by 7:30. Because they are of an age.
Indeed.
And they are just now both equally aware enough to, if one is not going for it, the other one is also decides, I don't have to go for this either.
Normal.
They'll play together and distract themselves, but, he said.
But it actually, like, I did get to thinking about it, and I was like, I really, like, I grew up in a household where mom baked. Mm-hmm. Like, mom made cakes, mom made bread, mom made donuts, mom made pot, you know, things.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want that for my kids. I want my kids to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. And not just know how to do it, but grow up in an environment where that's a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's one thing to try to teach them. It's another thing to have them see you do it and realize that must mean it's important.
Well, yeah.
You know? Exactly. You can sit down on a weekend and go, here's how you bake. And they're going to be like, okay, that's a weird lesson. But if, like,
but you're if you
constantly
bake every weekend,
and show them, like,
then,
Austin likes
then
to
that
cook
becomes
now
a thing.
I try to
exactly.
Do it a lot. Yeah.
And so I'm like, I want to get into the practice of baking.
Is that why Jess always wants pizza?
Because you just order pizza?
I just order pizza all the time. Like,
she's wise, though. Like, that's, yeah. You know, burns.
Actually,
potentially
I think
cardboard cuts from the box, though.
Oh.
I think her reasoning is no dishes. Which,
no dishes is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but I just eat like a savage over the box because you flip the lid and you just eat over the lid and lean.
Yeah. No, we open the box between us and just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're all good then. That's fine.
You know, paper towels because those are.
Yeah, because, well, you're modern women. You have paper towels.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We're classy as fuck.
The fine Irish linen.
that's good.
But yeah, so I was like, I want my kids to see cooking and baking and things like that in the house. I want that to be a regular thing in the house. Mm-hmm. So right. I've decided to get back into baking.
Nice. Have you baked bread yet?
Not yet. This was a decision that was made like yesterday.
Cool.
Not just bread. I want to make, you know, all of the fun stuff too. Like, bread is really, really tasty, but cookies, those are pretty awesome.
I haven't made sweets in fucking ages. Like,
and like making a nice cream puff.
Okay, so a couple months ago, Jessa had a bake sale.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
like
we decided
sidewalk?
Huh?
Like on the sidewalk?
Well, for school.
Okay.
It's a, yeah, for school for her.
So, like, a couple months ago, it would be very cold out here.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting on the street just corner, like, with this lemonade stand.
Once I sell all these mom says I can come back in. Like, that would probably be very effective.
Considering where they live, it would be the underpass.
Well. We decided to make shaped cookies. And, mm-hmm. I have this cookie press that I got, like, at a garage sale for a friend. They were raising money, and I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, a cookie press. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
So we used this cookie press for what we thought was a heart-shaped thing.
It was butts, wasn't it?
Butts and boobs.
No.
What?
It was dicks.
Yeah!
I think they were still supposed to be hearts, but the dough that we used or whatever, like, it was...
It's puffed up.
It was
dough.
Two balls, like this triangular penis.
Awesome.
I was like, yeah, we can't sell those at your school. She's like, well...
I mean, we did Christmas cookies, and we actually did the, like, painting the Christmas cookies with the kids and stuff like that.
We used to do that, yeah.
And that was you know, a crap ton of fun, but, you know, I want to teach the kids to make cookies and cream puffs and creme brulees and bread and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I've done, like, bread machine bread. That's as far as I've really ever gotten with bread.
And you know what? Bread machine bread is still, like...
It's really good.
Nothing wrong with bread machine
it's
bread.
It's really good, but, like, I've never gotten far enough to actually be, like, putting some stuff in a bowl and then, like, putting it in the fridge and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I think that'd be fun to do. I should try that. Because that seems, as baking goes,
there is
a little more entry level.
There
than
is
a lot
something
of stuff.
Rather zen about kneading dough.
I do like doing that. Like, anytime I make something with dough, even if I'm doing something that requires, like, ground beef, working ingredients into it is, the best part.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm making, like, we made burgers this weekend because, like, I forget if we, we watched the regular show once again had an episode about, like, this amazing hamburger.
Oh, my God. How did eggs go?
We've not done it. We were going to maybe do it Saturday, but then woke up on Saturday and Megan's like, remember how we were going to go help Audrey and Joe move? And I was like, So, like,
what?
We got an hour. I'm like, cool. So, went and helped them move. Is it short? Like, I've got to tell you, if you're going to help people move, they did the way to make all your friends be willing to help you move again, which is, I think we showed up at, like, 10:30. It took us 45 minutes to load the U-Haul and my truck, because everything was completely ready to go and on the first floor near the door. And
that's
then
the way to do it.
Drove, mm-hmm. And fortunately, they actually live not far from you, Celso, now. They actually moved, like, 10 blocks from here.
Nice.
And we... drove the 8 minutes to their new place. Everything was brought up. As soon as we arrived, she ordered a couple pizzas. and then brought everything in, thunk, sit on the couch for like 10 minutes and chat a little bit, look around the house, pizza shows up, eat pizza, go home. So we were, nice. Got there about 10:30, done about 12:30.
Nice.
Whole house moved. And I was like, not bad, not bad.
Yeah, well
like,
done.
Well done. I will help you move again.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Completely fucked up my back and knees again because that's just, I'm old now. But we did have this awesome moment where we just set the love seat like just inside the front door because it was a pretty large entryway. So I'm sitting on that and Joe and Megan are peeking out through a window to look at the neighbor's cat that is visible in the neighbor's window because she's a cat. And so they're both looking, trying to figure out what kind of cat. And the doorbell rings. And so, like, Joe grabs the door to open it. But they're both going to be behind the door. So he opens the door as I'm sitting square on with the open door space. Like, leg crossed, arms on the sides. And the door opens. And Domino's going to go, well, hello there. So he goes, And Audrey comes running over like, it's the Domino's guy, because she's French.
Nice.
And like, I'm like, that doesn't happen too often. He goes, nope, but that's pretty cool. Yep, it is. And then we're all like, oh man, you got to do that more often. You should leave a couch here and get either a button or someone to hide behind the door, because that was awesome. I felt really cool. So we did that. And so then we're sitting there, we're on like our third piece of pizza, and something came up about like cooking or breakfast or something, and we're like, oh shit, the excellent challenge. And we're explaining it to them, and they're like, oh, when are you guys doing? I'm like, oh fuck. And I look at Megan, because now it's like 12:30. That would have been the time to do it. We hadn't eaten since the night before.
No, that was
like maximum hungry, and we
right
just ate
after exercise.
Yeah, and we just thought of
a lot
it as
of protein
we're
right
pizza,
there,
and we're like, shit, we're not going to be nearly hungry enough to do it. And so we kind of look at each other like, fuck. And I'm like, maybe if we try like 11 o'clock at night and don't eat until then. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, I know. And so Sunday morning we made 3 egg omelets with like a half pound of ham in each and a bunch of onions and shit as like a trainer meal to kind of see how that went.
Oh, sure.
And we're like, I mean, that's a lot of eggs, but like that's a lot of ham and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, we polished those off pretty quick. Yeah. And I was like, at first I was a little worried. I'm like, oh man, 3 egg omelet looks pretty big. But then again, we put almost enough toppings in there to equal the can of chili. So we really don't need that many times. Just need more eggs. And then by the end of it, we're like, yeah, you know, I still feel like I could do this. So
oh, God.
It's still
you know
on.
What you do?
We realized we foolishly wasted our moment of maximum.
No. Really.
That would have been our best
shot. That would have
been it. Yeah.
At the end of a festival day.
Oh, my God. I would. The problem is, though, festival, I'm never hungry.
Oh, really?
I don't eat usually from Friday night until Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, I'll snack on
maybe
things.
I'm the only one who's really hungry at the end
no,
of the
most
day.
People are.
Well, that's because you're probably working harder than either Matt or myself.
That's also true. I actually work.
But no, I rarely eat.
I just stand there and
fest.
Look pretty.
Yeah, that's why I have so many
during
the
day. But even before, I hardly ever ate during the day.
But yeah,
which is why not eating during the day was not a hardship
not a huge
for
deal.
Me at all. But when I'm usually at the end of the day, I'm really hungry. The only time I don't eat like a fiend at the end of the day is if I'm so tired that it
that's
can't,
certainly
that
a factor
overrides.
Sometimes. Yeah. But most of the time, I get invites to dinner at various places at Fest a lot, and I always feel like a dick saying no thanks, but it's like, it's not that I don't want to eat with those people, it's that I know I will show up not
it's
be
that
hungry.
You don't want to eat.
And like, that looks worse than being there, you know, like, if you go and just don't eat,
then people
that's
are like,
honestly more
do you need
rude.
Me to front you some cash?
You're like, oh, do you not like what I'm, and it's like, no, it's cool, like, hey, let's go to the Blit and get a beer. I'm like, I'll go to the Blit and get a beer and watch you eat, that's fine, like, I'm just, I don't.
I
will usually have like one thing, eat half of it, and throw it away. Which is why I prefer to just eat out of a garbage. It's just easier because then I don't spend any money, and I got more money left for beef jerky at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But we ended up doing that instead of the excellent challenge, which is it's okay, I guess. So
whatever.
It is still forthcoming,
dude. You got pizza, dude. Moment. I don't think you get to bitch about it.
It was pretty good, and we had really good pizza. Audrey ordered. We just called it the weird one. And it was like a pizza with, I believe, regular pizza cheese, but also like feta under that cheese.
Ooh.
And then sun-dried tomatoes, pineapple.
From Domino's?
Mm. Yep. And like she just like created her own.
Huh.
And like sun-dried tomato, pineapple, I think onion maybe, and like some other vegetables. So it was just all vegetarian like pizza. And it was just like, oh, goddamn. Because, like, the weirdness of feta combined with the sweetness of pineapple.
Right.
Like, somehow was like, oh, that's a flavor I didn't realize I wanted in my mouth.
Right.
But it totally worked.
That saltiness, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Because, like, we have feta at work, and I use it very sparingly on, like, salads.
I'm not big on salad.
I'm not huge.
Oh, but, I miss feta so much. You guys, it's a weird one. You're wasting your cheese privilege.
Well, see, I love blue cheese. Like, I'll eat blue cheese as much as that, like, destroys my bowels.
But, yes.
But
I will slather blue cheese on everything.
Yeah, so, like, I'll do, like, a buffalo chicken sandwich at work and just, like, triple the portion of blue cheese crumbles on that.
Yeah, blue cheese is the shit.
Which reminds me, somebody talk about something while I look something up.
I bought a bedroom set.
Ooh, yay!
Like a grown-up. Had a date like that once.
Not really, no. I'm slowly, so when Jesse and I moved into separate places, mm-hmm. He moved in with a friend, so he didn't need, like, a lot of the communal things or other items like that. So they all went to my apartment.
And you said, fuck this shit, and threw it out.
No, I'm carefully packing things away to give back to him.
And you said, fuck this shit, and carefully packed it away to give back to him.
Yes, basically. Okay. Yeah, so I've
been,
like...
That's what being an adult is.
Slowly, like, replacing things.
You can swear, but you have to take responsibility.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah, so I've been slowly replacing things, and I got my tax return. Oh, thank God. And I was like, I'm going to buy something nice for myself. What do I want? And it wasn't a game console, and it wasn't...
You're very old.
I am so fucking old, you guys.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this bedroom set. It's so classy.
I got a bedroom set, I think, with my first wife, and it was one of the more exciting purchases I've ever made in my life. It was really fucking silly. Cool to go, like, pick a thing out, and then have it in your room and be like, fucking hell, for the first time, literally everything in my bedroom is stuff I picked, not hand-me-down.
Right?
Like, it was really cool.
Well, and, I mean, when I say bedrooms, I mean, like, sheets and curtains and things like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, we had, like, the little nightstands that went with it. And, like, so, you know, that not an exorbitant thing. It wasn't, like, a king-size bed with a big bookshelf built in and all that. It was just us. Like, it was like, we picked this, we wanted this, now we have ice.
There's something so just...
You don't get to do that often.
Classy.
Yeah.
I had this thought.
And my shit matches.
Actually, today driving home, I had this thought. I'm not in the 18 to 34 demographic.
Oh, dude, that hit me hard. That, like, I didn't give a shit about turning 30. I'm not worried about turning 40. Suddenly not being a target market was weird to me.
and I was listening to Idle Thumbs, and one of them was like, I'm 36 years old. And I was like, how old am I? And I was trying to figure out, and I was, like, doing the math in my head, and then I was like, oh, I'm not in the 18 to 34 demographic.
Listening to my brother and me, and having the oldest one be 35 or 34, and be like, fuck, you're absolutely right.
I never thought that realization would be that. Like, holy shit, earth-shattering.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Right now, all of our listeners that are older than us are, hear their...
Oh, and all of the younger ones are like, Jesus Christ, Grandpa, get away.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Jenna.
That won't happen to me.
There's Charles being all like, and then there's Justin being like, what, I can drink
Speaking
now.
Of which, Charles, what do you think of your shirt?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right. Charles bought one of my shirts.
Oh, speaking of Charles, actually, I don't think this is telling tales out of school. Best wishes on a speedy recovery to your wife. Did you see she broke her footy leggy bits?
No.
Yes.
In a way that he's like, well, the wife's trying to outdo your dad, and he sent me the extra, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, my God. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
No, but anyway, we'll let Jenna tell
you guys
her
can
story.
Talk. I'll pull up the picture while
I mean, I really didn't have much more than that. Like, okay. I got a bedroom set, and I'm slowly like... I'm going
What size bed did you get? That matters.
No, like, I already had the bed. I meant just, like just the curtains and sheets and the deck.
Oh, you got, like, a four-poster.
Huh? No.
Oh, curtains.
Like, curtains. Like, window.
Oh, okay. You said bed, so I was...
Yeah, it's just... It's the cloth parts of a bedroom set, I guess.
Oh, a bedroom set. Okay, I understand now. You see, when you said bedroom set, I thought you meant like bed
like
frame.
Like a bed and a end table and some dressers.
That
and
sort
stuff.
Of thing.
And I might actually get some new dressers.
So here's the photo he sent me. Pretty nasty. Huh.
Yeah, that's
I don't know what's like there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah. That whole thing is an S shape.
Ow.
Yeah.
And then where
I can't
is
even
the... Here's the photo of the fucking pins.
Our listeners are loving this.
But then just there's something about when people have pins to hold shit together that, like, I love that we have the ability to fix things with that technology, yep. but they are but so disturbing to look at.
On behalf of all three of us here at Apropos of Nothing, get better soon.
Yeah, get better soon. Yes. And he said the prognosis is like, you know, like, I forget, like 8 to 12 weeks, something like that. But then, whatever. But like, you know, I don't think there's any risk of permanent stuff as far as our, you know, relatively brief conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that shit sucks. So.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Sorry to hear about that. And get better soon. So, anyway, that's that.
Matt, you pulled up a thing.
Yeah.
I did. C.S. Scotchbringer sent me a thing on Facebook.
Which is awesome.
That I felt we should discuss.
What? Yes.
It's the sandwich alignment chart. Did you see this?
Yes, I saw that. I feel like, oh my God.
We've had arguments about sandwiches on this show in the past.
Yeah, more than one.
Yeah.
And I felt like we could maybe dip into this. So if you haven't seen it, I'll post it in the show notes on our website, and we can throw it on our own AON Facebook too.
Yeah.
But the idea here is that you, as a sandwich person, you have the ability to be an ingredient purist, ingredient neutral, or ingredient rebel, as well as being a structure purist, structure neutral, and structure rebel. So there's one of those little charts, you know, that goes on either side of the thing.
The nine
so,
grid, yeah.
For instance, the example they give for the ingredient purist, which is must have classic sandwich toppings, meat, cheese, lettuce, condiments, etc., combined with a structure purist, sandwich must have a classic sandwich shape, two pieces of bread slash baked product with toppings in between. So the combination of that is the hardline traditionalist, which is like a BLT is a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we all concur on that one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We all concur. Okay. So now what if we stay with the structure purist, you know, sandwich shape, bread, whatever, but we go ingredient neutral. Can contain a broader scope of savory ingredients. So structural purist, ingredient neutral, a chip buddy is a sandwich, which as far as I can tell is a sandwich made with French fries and ketchup.
Yeah, basically.
I feel like that's still a sandwich.
I
wouldn't want to eat that sandwich.
I mean, there's a part of me that's like, I still want some meat in that.
Right.
So, like...
appear to be. It looks like this is just like three pieces of bread with
like
chips
chili
and ketchup
fries,
between. Chili fries?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Chili fry sandwich, I would eat the shit out of that. And I would call it a sandwich.
Yeah, I think I would still... But even this one, though I might not want to eat it, I think it was a sandwich. It's doesn't that be my favorite? I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but like...
No, you know. I Googled it. It's a sandwich made with French fries on buttered white bread or a bread roll, often with added condiments such as ketchup, brown sauce, mayonnaise, or malt vinegar. That's it.
The malt
of
vinegar
carbs.
Seems way too watery to put
but
on a sandwich.
But it's a British sandwich,
sure.
So, I mean, they love their
vinegar.
Yeah,
I just feel like that's too much carb.
Well, I mean, yeah,
it
you're
might
gonna,
be too much.
Kick your ass.
I can't decide if it's too much carb for a sandwich for me. You know what I mean?
It might be too much salt.
But here's
but I mean, like, for the definition of sandwich, like,
sure.
I kind of feel like a sandwich should have something other than
to
just
offset.
Carb.
Yeah.
Because then you could have like three slices of bread and call it a sandwich.
I mean, even just a piece of ham.
And I just yeah, something.
Yeah, if you threw like some ham in there, or you know, you could throw a burger in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going with not this specific example, but as alignment,
yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I would say that too.
All right, so if we stick again with structure purist, but ingredient rebel can contain literally any food product sandwiched together. So the structural purist ingredient rebel, the example they give is ice cream between waffles is a sandwich.
And I would say yes to that, definitely.
I don't disagree with the idea of an ice cream sandwich.
No, not at all.
I think ice cream sandwich is actually, that to me doesn't seem that rebellious. I get that they say literally anything. So what we're saying is,
but they're
you know,
saying waffles.
If you had,
with ice cream and like, no, I'm all for this.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, throw some marshmallow in there.
Oh,
yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, it's a s'more sandwich?
It's a s'more sandwich. Yeah.
I feel like yeah.
I think
yeah.
So.
No.
I think so.
I think under ingredient
that to me would be the structural purist ingredient rebel.
I agree. No. Yeah. The s'more would totally fit.
Okay. So let's move on to...
I'm going to call it a s'mormitch now.
S'mormitch. Structural neutral, which is the container must be on either side of the toppings, but not necessarily two separate pieces. So structural neutral ingredient purist, which is classic sandwich, meat, cheese, lettuce, would be like a submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
Wherein, like I do at work, we don't cut all the way through the bread, you know, most sandwich places.
There's
like
a bit
like
of
a hot dog bun.
Yeah, something like that, where it doesn't go all the way through. So, like, that's your average Subway, Jimmy John's, Potbelly, whatever. Like,
okay.
That's, I don't have a problem with that as far as the structure. That honestly makes a lot of sandwiches easier to eat. Yeah. So now if we go ingredient neutral with a broader scope of ingredients and the structure neutral, a hot dog is literally the example they give.
Yeah.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
I know that's contentious, though. Like, there are people
that is contentious, but...
Well, that's probably why it's the middle square.
It is the middle square,
because
that's kind of right
mean,
where you start the tipping point,
right.
I think.
It depends on... The thing is we really start to get into the definitions of things, and unfortunately, the same word for the umbrella term sandwich mm-hmm. is the same word used for a very specific thing called a sandwich.
Yeah.
So it's really, are we talking about the specific thing sandwich or the umbrella term sandwich?
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to get interesting at the end.
I'm sure.
All right. So now we go to ingredient rebel with literally anything and structural neutral. Ice cream taco is a sandwich. Because I had no qualms about ice cream sandwich.
Right.
Ice cream taco pushes my buttons a little, but I can't justify why.
We've discussed, right. Is a taco a sandwich before?
I know. And that's honestly...
And I don't think we've ever come to a grand conclusion on that one.
It's... Because, again, for the same thing, I'm like, I don't think I have a good argument for why not, but it's like porn. I know it when I see it, and that is not a sandwich.
I'm...
Like, a taco isn't. I don't know what I think about the ice cream sandwich. I guess it should be the same.
I think it's
but it's also
taco.
The same as a hot dog. It's the same idea.
Yeah, it is the same idea. It's
that's
not,
a really...
And if an ice cream sandwich is...
Pause. Corn or flour tortilla. Does that matter to you?
Depends on hard or soft shell.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like soft shell corn.
They're terrible.
Yeah. They're too crumbly. Well, they defeat the purpose of the soft shell, which is to have everything stay in the thing. This is the Bill Young of corn.
Whereas a hard shell needs to be corn.
Yeah, hard shell is corn. Yeah, for sure. But then, you know, and again, I still prefer the double decker whenever possible.
Oh, of course. Melt the cheese in between the two layers.
I do refried beans.
Refried beans.
That works.
Yeah.
Cheese is good, but yeah, I try to have refried beans for that.
Yep. Refried
guacamole.
Beans makes
guacamole works
sick.
In a pinch.
Guacamole is good. Oh. Yeah, you can do that.
I think I would go ahead and say yes, that's a sandwich.
I'm leaning towards saying yes because I have no compelling reason to say no.
I kind of want
to
be like...
I don't want to be on the wrong side of history when it comes to tacos.
That's a Mexican sandwich.
No, I honestly, I feel
not
like...
an ice cream taco has anything to do with Mexico, but...
I feel like... based on the rules of you know, being able to define things, if you can't find a reason, it's not.
Exactly. I feel like the Socratic method makes me kind of go, I can't...
Exactly.
Could easily leave me on a path. Well, if this is the thing and this is the thing, shouldn't this be a thing?
I cannot defend that, so I'm going to have to say yes, it's a sandwich.
Let's try the...
If somebody has a better defense for why a taco is not a sandwich, please let us know. But I cannot muster up a good reason.
It somehow like rubs me the wrong way, but there's nothing wrong with that definition that I can think of.
Right.
So lastly, now if we go ingredient purist, you know, meat, cheese, lettuce, but structure rebel, can contain any food enveloped in any way by a containing food. So ingredient purist, but anything to hold it together. The example they gave is the chicken wrap.
Yeah.
That
to me is not a sandwich.
No, that's...
I feel like a wrap is a different thing.
A wrap is,
But technically, it's kind of the same thing. But to me, like, there's a definition that happens there.
See, and I think it's more of the wrap / tortilla type thing that's throwing me with a lot of these sandwiches.
The flatbread.
Oh, God. I have so much fucking problems with flatbread at work.
But there's a difference between flatbread and a tortilla.
There is. And I think maybe people don't know that. Like, somehow people become adults and don't know what a flatbread is. Like, I get it 4 or 5 times a day. Like, roast beef sandwich. You want that on a regular multigrain or flatbread? What's flatbread?
It's bread.
It's flat. But the thing is like, to me, that is reduced to its component part.
Right.
Like, there is no, like, breaking that down. So it's not like you say, oh, it's a honey maple blueberry muffin. Well, what's that? Well, we take, you know, blueberries, put them in the dough for a muffin, and then add honey and blueberries on top or whatever. Okay, you can kind of break that down, but a flatbread just is.
A flatbread is like if a piece of bread... Like a slice of bread was just in and of itself contained.
Kind
of,
right? You know, but it's
bread.
Like, but that's the thing. It's like, how do you describe? Like, so what I have to do is just holding it up. Like, they're a 4-year-old. I'm like, this is flatbread. Tomorrow we learn when not to touch the stove. Like, but like, how do you
I'm
become
glad
like
that flatbread is the lesson that happens first.
It happens all the time.
Touching the stove.
Maybe this does.
I had the same problem today because we started carrying ciabatta bread, and everybody goes, "What's ciabatta bread?" I'm like, "It's ciabatta bread.
Fucking ciabatta. Like, what else is it?
How again? How are you?" And like the part that drove me insane is the guy that gave me guff about it first was the guy we call Melvin because he just looks like a Melvin. He's just this nerdy, smarmy, like the kind of guy you see literally wearing a fedora and like a leather duster when he comes in and like just looks like the guy you'd see at conversions and go, uh-oh, and you turn the other way and duck down a different hallway.
Yeah.
And like, so he comes in, I'm like, hey, you know, we got some new breads. We have this thing and whatever and a ciabatta. What's ciabatta? And I'm like, it's ciabatta bread. You know?
It's a different type of bread.
Yeah. And he's just like, I guess I'll have that. And then gets him like, you don't get to condescend to me when you don't know the definition of a word. Yeah. You're the dummy. Like, what are you doing? Like, I knew what ciabatta red was from the first time my parents went to fucking Olive Garden at 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard to learn. This is not, like, rocket surgery.
I don't know what ciabatta bread is.
You never? Okay. Oh. Like, but would you go up and go to someone and go...
Like, well, no.
It is surprising, because my guess is you've had it and not realized it.
Probably.
Because it is uncommon.
Yeah.
I think, and this is like Italian soda like bread.
I was going to be like kind of roll-shaped or something.
Often.
Okay. Yeah. This is something that just occurred to me, and I think this is where I'm drawing the line between a sandwich and a taco/wrap.
Re-chicken wrap.
Yes. Is the wrapper. A sandwich is surrounded by a bread, which is baked.
Oh. Mm.
Whereas a tortilla or a wrap is fried.
Where does falafel land?
Falafel's like usually fried.
But I mean like in a pita.
Oh, damn.
Right? Because falafel's fried, yeah. But I mean, like, it's served in a pita most commonly.
But I would call that a sandwich.
I would, too.
Right? Oh! Oh!
So crates. No, honestly, I think it really is just a matter of like the texture, like the hand feel. When I'm holding this, does it feel like a sandwich or does it feel like something else? Yeah. And I'm gonna let us roll this conversation over because this will get into the next thing.
Okay.
Structure rebel, contain any food envelope, any other kind of food. Ingredient neutral, broader variety of savory ingredients. So their example for that is a burrito. Which just takes you one step further.
No, and
to me,
I
don't even care if it's a sandwich. I just like burritos.
Just know it's probably my favorite thing.
I know, but again, I can't. But it's not a sandwich.
But I don't have a good reason.
It's a burrito.
Because to me, a burrito, like I said, that's a base thing.
It's a Mexican sandwich. You can't reduce flatbread to something else.
Yeah. You can't reduce what's a burrito? It's a fucking burrito. Either you know what a burrito is or you don't. There is no like step in between to like talk you into burrito, like. But it doesn't feel sandwichy. I never go to Taco Bell for a sandwich.
I'm going to start calling burritos Mexican sandwiches.
No, but that's but super a burrito.
I'm not going to say to anybody outside of this room.
Well, you just said you're going to start calling them that.
No, I think Matt's right in that a sandwich is a base element, and a burrito is a base element.
It's bedrock food.
Exactly. Yeah. Burrito, bedrock. Sandwich, bedrock. Two different bedrocks. One is limestone, one is sandstone. Mm-hmm. A wrap is a burrito.
I feel like, if the question was, is it a burrito or a sandwich, a wrap is a burrito.
Yep.
But are both of them a sandwich?
And a taco is also in that same...
Are you waffling on your taco?
I am, yes. Waffle tacos are really good, by the way.
Taco, man.
Yeah.
All right, what's the last one?
All right, the last one, which is Ingredient Rebel, Structure Rebel, which is Radical Sandwich Anarchy. A Pop-Tart is a sandwich.
No, that is a pastry.
I would say, I'd say hard no on the Pop-Tart.
That is a pastry.
I can see what they're going for
and,
there.
No, absolutely see what they're going for. And if you were to go with a stuffed waffle or something like that, then I would absolutely be with you.
Waffle, stuffed waffle.
But
what magic is this?
Yo-dog.
But the thing is,
I heard you like waffles.
But how can you tell? If it's just a waffle and a waffle, it just tastes like waffle.
But the pastry
sauce's
dough is different.
That is also true.
It is a different thing.
But is like a panini not a sandwich? Because that's a different type of thing. And like ciabatta is different than like a wheat bread.
But pumpernickel is way different. The bread is, you still have a leavening agent. You know, you've got yeast in there. Mm-hmm. Whereas.
So like Jewish stuff that's unleavened.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but
it's not necessarily pastry dough is different.
I agree, it is very different. Yeah,
pastry is a different
and not just
beast.
In flavor, but like in function.
Exactly, yeah. It cooks differently. It behaves differently. Pastry is not.
I want to get like a hardcore sandwich enthusiast and like a hardcore baker, and just square them off.
I think somebody who knows more about it would probably be able to give you a better argument. But I would love to sit down with a sandwich enthusiast and say a crepe, or not a crepe.
A crepe would be a good one too.
An eclair is a sandwich.
Yeah, any kind of filled donut technically meets the radical ingredient.
Ooh, jelly donut.
Yeah, jelly donut.
Jelly donut is a sandwich.
Oh, You guys.
Shit.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, no, they are sandwiches.
Then I can have it for lunch.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, and then it's healthy, right?
I like. What do you have for lunch every day? Oh, I have a couple sandwiches.
I bring sandwiches from home. I'm trying to.
What kind? Jelly.
Jelly sandwich. That guy, man, he just a couple jelly sandwiches, real down to earth guy.
Oh. So, you know those heated sandwich makers?
Yeah.
Can, like, make
sandwich presses.
So, if you take the sandwich press and you just use like bread and jelly. Is that now a jelly donut?
Oh, where you make the thing where it crimps the edges?
Yeah, where it crimps the edges.
Shit.
No, but you know what you do with those?
Huh.
Is you, the ones that you, like, cook over a fire?
Yeah. Mm.
Those ones, you take two pieces of bread, and you put the chocolate and the marshmallow inside of that, and you replace the graham cracker with bread, and you squeeze, and then...
Because the bread gets crunchy enough.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's true.
And it seals the edges, and then you bite into it, and you just get melty marshmallow chocolate.
Okay, so if a s'more, thing is, I feel like a s'more
is a sandwich. Yes.
I think a s'more is a sandwich.
Is the heated sandwich press thing a sandwich?
Yeah.
No, how is that different than a Pop-Tart?
Oh, this is a weird this is a fatty rabbit hole we could have all day. God damn it.
Are you going to take the leftovers from yesterday to work? No, I'm just going to have a sandwich at work. Don't worry.
Yep. That's good. All right. Thank you, CDS, for sending this in. I will I will post this on the AON Facebook right now and let people know that when the episode comes out, you can hear our answers and debate amongst yourselves.
You can make just so many things into a sandwich.
I know.
Yeah.
You get a couple cookies and you just be like, I'm going to squeeze some ice cream in between those two. And now I've got a sandwich.
I would totally call that a sandwich.
It is, absolutely.
Outside of, like,
no, it is a sandwich.
Exercise.
I did a lot of like graham crackers with just frosting in between. I don't think I call that a sandwich, though. Like chocolate frosting on a graham cracker and then another graham cracker on top. And, like, munch.
So taking this the next step, layered cake.
But see, again, I feel like cake is its own entity. Kind
but
of.
If you've got, but if you've got layer of cake with a layer
like
of
strawberry
jelly
or
filling
or
something like that,
no, I get
another layer of cake.
And there's no
is
good
that a,
art.
Is, no, is that a sandwich though? Now
maybe
well,
would it maybe
wasn't bread you like cake just a different form of bread like back in the day, and then it became much more of a sweeter thing.
That's true. Is that a pastry dough?
Well, the thing is the word cake is such a
That's pretty vague.
Huge. You've got so many different kinds of cake.
You guys let them eat sandwiches.
Yes,
I think so.
Let them eat sandwiches.
Yes.
I really, really want to make a Madeira.
I'm going to talk to all my coworkers about this tomorrow. This is going to drive me fucking nuts.
Oh my God. So if you guys are a sandwich shop.
We are.
And
unless something changes
like
before
all
I go in
of
tomorrow.
These, all of these other things are sandwiches now.
Can people start expecting
that? I'm going to start expecting cake at your sandwich shop.
I feel like
shop.
That's a
like
long
layer
shot.
Cake
I will,
specifically.
I'll let them
and
know.
And donuts.
I will run that up the flagpole. See
jelly-filled donuts. And Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Cedius. That was fucking... that was really fun.
Just out of curiosity. Just out of curiosity.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You knew this was happening.
I should.
Merriam-Webster's Dictionary's definition of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've debated it thoroughly.
Definition of sandwich by Merriam-Webster. Is two or more slices of bread or a split roll having a filling in between.
That's, I think, my mental theory. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe my theory is if someone says, would you like a sandwich, if they handed a thing to me, would I be surprised that it was not what I expected? And a burrito would surprise me. A Pop-Tart would surprise me. You know, like that. Maybe that's it's like
but again,
an
this
ice cream sandwich.
Would also
but now,
surprise
but
me.
By, like, but oh. By this definition... something smashed between two waffles would not be a sandwich.
True. Totally a sandwich, though.
True. Yeah, like, totally it doesn't work. I think maybe to me, like, what I consider a sandwich or not is would I recoil at the idea of someone else handing it to me as a sandwich? And I think, like, the wrap and the burrito.
No, if
and
you
the
were to make,
would make,
like, an egg sandwich.
I haven't had an egg salad sandwich in ages.
Oh, no, not egg salad, just an egg sandwich, like the kind that they usually put on English muffins.
Yeah.
And like replace the English muffin with
sandwich.
A waffle.
Mm.
Like.
That sounds good.
That I would consider that a sandwich.
Right.
Also, now I want an egg sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Fucking banjo sandwiches all day.
That's what's happening when I get home, baby.
Eggs. Maybe I will have a banjo sandwich. I won't have much time.
My wife, this was years ago, but she came home from IKEA with a couple of these silicone rings.
Oh, yeah.
That you bake eggs in, or, you know, fry eggs in, that they make the perfect circle so you can put them on an English muffin.
Oh, sure, sure.
God damn. That's like one of these things that I looked at and went, we're never going to use that, and I have used it so many times.
Yeah, I could see that being super fun. All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah, we should.
That seems like a thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback at aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm swallowing. I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Yeah, and Salsa's swallowing scotch because he just was realized he's a middle-aged white dude now.
Yep.
You are the enemy.
Sucker.
But you know what is a thing you could do if you wanted to have a healthy recourse for the feelings of dread you might have in the morning?
Drink?
You could drink coffee instead of booze, because that's a much healthier option for you.
Can I have booze in my coffee?
That's up to you.
Sold.
I don't know whether or not True Stone Coffee endorses putting booze into their coffee or not in an official capacity. I can certainly say I have done it, and it's delightful.
Yes.
But I would say it is also not a coffee that needs booze to be drinkable.
I can unequivocally say they do not condemn it.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. I feel like they are probably wise enough to remain neutral.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you need the little pick-me-up when you remember that you're old and need coffee to get it going in the morning, like many of us do now, your best bet for that would be True Stone Coffee. You can go to truestonecoffee.com, get yourself some fresh coffee beans delivered directly to your door. And if you are so inclined...
You got Southern there for a second.
I did. I work with a guy from, like, Kentucky or something like that. Every now and then I pick up phrasing. But if you're so inclined, you can get coffee delivered directly to your door. And you could also get a discount in doing that, which, of course, you want to get that because it's the internet and everybody looks for discount codes before they shop, which means you could use our discount code...
Apropos!
Yeah. Just, I don't know why, like, every week I'm like, ugh. Like, it's, every week
and
I'm
yet
like,
you still say it.
Well, I mean, you could jump in, dude.
Apropos.
you follow the script. If you just...
Because I'm doing it right. Why should I have to change? She's the one who sucks.
I had a date like that once.
And I'm Michael Bolton. I just realized I totally just, like, blew from Office Space out of my ass. Yep. Anyway, yes, you can use the promo code APROPOS.
Where'd the S go?
What?
Up your butt.
No, ew. Did not have a date like that once.
Anyway, you can use the promo code APROPOS or APROPOS if you're a Philistine.
Yes.
And get yourself a discount on that coffee delivered direct to you. And don't forget they also have cold press for if you want that middle of the day or evening coffee bump, which I so often do. They were a welcome, True Stone was a very welcome addition to my weekend when I found out at the last moment I was going to be helping people move. I immediately put on a pot of coffee. And was like, oh, guess I won't spend 3 hours playing video games before I do anything
I had a thought about our friends over at True Stone. Mm. I believe that the people at True Stone are artists.
Mm-hmm.
They take a good amount of time and care into roasting their beans and making sure that everything's done appropriately to the... bean type and area.
Mm-hmm.
So they're artists. They're coffee bean artists. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to see theater, you know, they're artists there.
Sure.
But much like any kind of art, it can be enjoyed on a wide variety of levels.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory is this, is that, yes, you can have True Stone and you can enjoy, you know, the complex flavors on how they do their roasting and all this other stuff. You can also have True Stone and add some booze in there and enjoy it on a different level.
Yep. I like that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's an art for any time, any mood, any setting.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey, what?
What if you don't have a drinking vessel with which to put coffee into?
Oh, you could probably buy a mug.
You could probably buy a mug.
Plugs? Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Hell yes. Are you kidding?
I like
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
Carry on.
God. I want a really cool mug, though. Like,
yeah, I don't like no sucky mug. Yeah,
unfortunately, I can't help you there.
Okay. Well, how about a mug that supports local entertainers?
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, you know what you could do? You could go to Casimir the Hungry .threadless.com.
There you go.
Nice.
And you can get Casimir the Hungry... merchandise, which includes coffee cups.
Yay!
And right now, I have my new design out on t-shirts and various other torso wear. And you don't even need a promo code. That is just going to be on sale until May 5th.
Oh, so like when you hear this, you've only got a couple days left.
Yeah, you better get on that.
We're recording this on the 2nd, so I'll make sure this goes up
tonight. We warned you last week, so this is all on
you. I got my tax return, so I'm going to get a coffee mug to go with my bedroom.
I like it. So yeah, you'll have probably about 48 hours from the time you hear this, if you're one of the folks that is smart and listens as soon as we release an episode, to make sure you can get all those sweet deals.
Mm-hmm. Go now for the good of people.
Get yourself some coffee, get yourself a coffee cup.
And if you miss the discount, you can still get all these wonderful things. They'll still be available. You will just know that you are supporting an artist even further by adding a little extra scratch to your bill. That's all good.
There you
go. So, that said, how about a Fest 5?
Fest 5!
This one is another one of the oldies, but goodies, and comes to us from a longtime friend of the podcast, Justin Massey.
Oh, yay, Justin!
Justin. This one's from February 22nd.
Justin, do you still listen?
Of 2013.
I miss you. I haven't heard from you.
I message him periodically. Oh, cool. Yeah, we talk.
Okay. Hi, Justin.
Good shit. And
post to the Facebook group. I miss you.
So,
buy a shirt.
Well done, Sasa. You capitalist pig dog. So here's our Fast Five from Justin. I'm not even going to tell you the choices. I'm going to, for all five, say one or two.
Oh.
What those will be two things that are often grouped together.
Okay.
And they'll be in the order that they usually are. And you'll have to guess purely on luck what they would be and what your answer would be. So, without further ado. So, like, theoretically, what? Like, Penn and Teller. You'd assume Penn is number one.
Right.
Teller's number two.
Sure, that makes sense.
So,
Coke. I want that to be
Coke
the first
Pepsi
question.
Pepsi is probably that similar. And yeah, so all these, it's just literally five, one or twos, one or twos. So.
2-2-1-2-1.
You gonna be able to remember that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going two straight down the ticket, because I don't know how to vote.
This is why we have a two-party system.
Am I right? A de facto two-party system, even.
Ooh.
Going Chong.
Chong?
Yeah.
Cheech
and Chong.
Gotcha. So two?
Yep. White. No, black.
So one.
Yeah.
Why are you making us do the math on this?
You piece of shit.
2-1-2-2-1. 2-1-2-2-1. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
The first one is all twos.
First one's all twos, and it is salt or pepper, preferred condiment.
That's not a condiment. That's the spice.
Don't be pedantic. It's not that you add to food.
Are you telling salsa not to be him?
Well, I mean, you're giving
it really
a that's not a condiment.
Shut up. It's something you can add to food to make it taste better.
Preferred of the duo. Jesus fuck. And I will say,
that's not the point. The point is not, is it a condiment or not? The point is, which one do you like better?
But it...
That's your cake hole. That's going to put salt and pepper in it.
Oh, my God. Or cake.
Or cake. I'll allow you to put cake in your cake hole.
Or a sandwich.
No, cake's not... Wait. Do we decide cake as a sandwich?
I don't know if we
do. Only layer cake.
As a flavor, pepper.
Me too.
As a person who cooks and bakes, salt.
I recognize salt's utility in recipes, almost never add it to something after a food has completed its cooking.
Not once it's completed, no.
Yeah, I feel like that's... If
so as a baking,
it,
as,
cooking,
a as an ingredient, salt, but as a condiment, pepper.
Yeah, I would... Yeah, pepper. I like the taste of pepper more than salt.
Pretty pepper. There are certain things...
Hello, I'm Pretty Pepper. Please watch my video log.
That's the sister of Iron Man's secretary.
Oh, they're going to say Iron Maiden. Yes!
Oh, my God.
Iron Maiden.
Pretty Pepper. I think... on a hard-boiled egg or, like, on a tomato, I would go salt.
Yeah, oh, see, I'd go pepper on the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Tomato, I would
like
just
a
eat raw.
Like a fried egg, I would go pepper.
Oh, no, tomato, you put sprinkle a little salt on. Or sugar on there.
I wouldn't put anything on
the
tomato.
Little sprinkle
I've seen
sugar
people
on
do
a tomato.
That seems weird to me. But, yeah.
It does make that tomato pop, though.
I should try it, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a go. It's not for everyone, but give it a go.
Although, I much prefer just grape tomatoes, so you can just snack on them. Like, that's easy.
Oh, of course.
Full tomato, but, yeah.
I, sidetrack, so I'm trying to remove, or cut down a lot on processed sugar, she says, while drinking her Dr. Pepper and Kahlua.
Right.
So I've brought in a jug of honey to work.
Oh.
To have with my coffee.
Do you want some honey?
Yeah, I if you've got more honey, I'll take honey. I like honey. Okay. Cool. But yeah, it's a different flavor, but it's better than I expected it to be. So I think I might just honey my coffee from now on.
That's an interesting idea. I've known people that do that, but that's always sounded odd to me.
It's a little mealy.
It's different. It's kind of a like more of a desserty coffee, like an Americanized coffee kind of a thing.
Mm. Yeah, this honey is straight from the hive, so it's pretty mealy.
Dead hive honey.
You may have to warm it up.
Warm it up.
Yeah.
A
little. Mm-hmm. Don't warm that
it's,
up.
It's all. Crystallized.
Get it in.
Yeah. Right. No, the thing with a tomato is the acidity and the salt, or I'm sorry, the sugar, like, play off each other really nice.
I can see that. Yeah. So question two, which I know I said two for.
I said two.
I think I said one.
I think you said one.
Coke or Pepsi?
Ha-ha! Called it. Coke.
No, I have to switch to one. It would be Coke.
I have a very slight preference for Coke. I would never turn my nose up at either.
I prefer
if I want a cola, whatever people hand me, I will drink.
I prefer Pepsi products.
Yeah, like in general. Like
if you're going just...
I can't drink Mountain Dew anymore.
Those specific ones.
I've lost the taste for it. The thing is, I buy neither. I mean, I drink store brand stuff.
I drink Dr. Pepper.
Although I feel like the store brand stuff tends to taste more like Coke than it does taste like Pepsi.
I hardly drink soda ever. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have it around for mixing.
Okay, and then the boy
likes Sprite for mixing and Dr. Pepper for convergence.
Well, sure. Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper is not either, correct?
No.
I believe that's still independent.
I believe
As far as Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
It's probably wrong by now, but it was for the longest time.
The longest time it was. Mm-hmm. I'm looking on the 12-pack now.
But it goes by, I believe, the Pepsi distributors.
That may be.
Usually. I don't... Like, I've seen Pepsi Snapple. At... Coke
Snapple owns Dr.
Too.
Pepper.
Yeah, but Snapple usually piggybacks with... You won't see Coca-Cola
in Dr. It says owned by PepsiCo.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait. Currently, the majority of Pepsi and Coke bottles... Blah, 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 blah. No, presently, Dr. Pepper Snapple relies on its own bottling group to bottle. Mm-hmm. So, so it is still Dr. Pepper and Snapple. That's really bizarre. Who owns the Dr. Pepper?
But you
Pepper
usually
Snapple
see...
Group?
You usually don't see a Coca-Cola vending machine with Dr. Pepper in it. It's usually a Pepsi vending machine.
No, that's the... People,
I have, though.
Yeah, you can. Well, here's the difference, because we have that at work, and people marvel at it. Because I've got Coke, Diet Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper,
Mountain Dew, you've got both.
Lemonade, and Lipton Brisk in my fountain machine at work.
Wow.
And everybody's like,
"You've got both.
That's not possible. Like, how do you do that?" And like, you own the machine. If you own the machine, you can buy syrup from whoever the fuck you want.
Oh, okay.
Most people lease their machine, and then you get it from either Coke or Pepsi nary the twain shall mix. Which is why, when our machine broke last year, it took us 4 months to replace it, because they shipped that shit from China.
Yeah.
Freight. On a boat. Right. And so...
And PepsiCo is going, your problem, dude.
Had it been a leased machine, we would have called whoever, whichever company.
And they would have had that replaced tonight.
Yeah. Because they want, us, schlepping their shit. Product, yeah. But yeah, no, it's if you own the machine, you can put whatever you want in it. But most people don't do that because that's insane.
Yeah.
So you lease a machine and then it's one or the other, which is why you see it that way.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
But I purely guess, Coke or Pepsi?
Given
Coke.
They have to pick one or the other, I'd say Coke.
Yeah.
If I have to have one of the brand name ones, I would choose a Coke if I had the options. Number three, black or white? Preferred background color on computer monitor.
Gray.
I go
black.
If I
would go
between
black.
Those two, black.
Yeah. blood red.
In fact, I prefer a nice charcoal gray.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With an off.
Anything color. A little more soothing to the eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I stare at a computer screen all day, so not having that glare.
Yeah. Exactly. That's one of those things that, like, as soon as you spend any real time on a computer where you have a job that, like, Kinko's, it was like, oh, fuck this. And we all learned to change our monitors.
Right.
Like,
eye strain is much reduced.
Question four, eggs or bacon? Assuming the entire breakfast consisted of the same mass of a typical eggs and bacon breakfast in either situation, which you prefer for your breakfast to only consist of? That's not even... However the hell that's said. Oh, that's good. He didn't even know. Okay, awesome. So my stumbling is also his stumbling. So, if you're going to say, let's say for a regular breakfast, you have two eggs, four rashers of bacon. If you can only have one or the other, assuming nothing changed about the quantity.
Eggs.
I feel like I'd go eggs. I'd rather have two sunny side up eggs, I think, than like three or four pieces of bacon, which would be like my average dose if I was gonna make both of them.
Just a shit ton of bacon without the eggs would just be a little too much.
I don't know, man. I've done it before, and it's not a bad way to pass the time.
It's not, but I don't like
bacon as much as I used to.
But if you said, here's two eggs or four pieces of bacon, I'd probably go with the eggs.
I feel like assuming I could only
have one.
Like, if I could choose between two eggs and six pieces of bacon, I would go with the bacon. Because bacon.
I think I'd still go with the eggs.
Well, but again, then we're weighing the idea of, like, if you can add on more. And he kind of tries to mitigate that with the idea of if we're going for whatever you would consider a normal serving before being told we're going to take one of these away.
Yeah, bacon. Then, I think in my household we normally have, like, 5 or 6 slices of bacon when we do it.
And don't get me wrong, I really, really like bacon, but there's something
I think bacon would probably win for most people.
I think the problem with eggs for me, though, is that they make me gassy.
See, I think
so. I have a tendency to
feature not a bummer. Yeah, feature not bummer.
it's the cramping that goes along.
Oh, that kind of gassy. That's not the funny gassy.
Yeah, not just like stinky, but like gotcha. I would probably go with the bacon because I'd have less issues body wise.
You get the egg white, and then you get that yolk.
Because you cook it right, you get two different
entrees.
Yeah, and that's what I like about eggs. Is like I don't like scrambled eggs much anymore.
I really don't like scrambled eggs. And
I like a scrambler where you have like other shit.
Because then it's basically an omelet. And that's the thing. Because if you're going to make the eggs boring, you have to have other shit in there.
Yeah.
And to me, once you start scrambling an egg, the egg becomes boring. Because to me, like the yolk is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's more interesting to me than just like the mishmash.
Yeah, you want to bite into that egg white and just get that pure delicious.
And then not realize it's stuck in your beard and you find it like an hour
right, later. Exactly. And then you hit that yolk and it's just so savory.
And then
and
you
earthy.
Have yolk on your face.
Yes.
I was going to make a beard joke, but no, it's I think yolk
good.
On the face
yep,
is better.
That's good. Question 5. Chicken or egg? Which would be primarily involved in your most embarrassing sex dream? I don't know that I've had a sex dream that involves either. I feel like I would be. I think I got
knocked up once, so maybe egg.
Yeah, I feel like I would have. There's enough things that you can buy at like a sex store that are basically egg shaped.
Right.
That the odds of having something shaped like an egg or eggish in a sex dream wouldn't be as weird to me as the idea that I wanted to fuck a chicken.
Plus, I'm a fat enough guy that I would eat an egg off of somebody.
Oh yeah, I would do that. Yeah, for sure.
What about like chicken?
Although
feathers,
I eat chicken off somebody.
Feather is not a problem. I think the entire chicken though would be pretty
whole chicken
weird.
What is it?
Could be a
Kinky is the feather, perverted is the whole chicken.
Like some rubber like chicken.
Yeah. Oh, rubber chicken would be pretty fun.
Oh my god, yes.
So that wouldn't be embarrassing at all.
That would be hilarious.
No.
So then that would make...
I can't imagine either of these being embarrassed.
I mean, because it's a dream, so who cares? But you gotta pick one. I would guess that I would be a little more weirded out by me having a sex dream that involves a chicken.
Right.
As opposed to an egg.
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
In the spirit of the question, I'd have to go with that, but
yeah.
I think.
Really
Although
don't know where he's going with this.
If I do have a sex stream now that involves either of these two, for better or worse,
will report
I will
report it.
I will check in with results, because that's baffling to me now. I can't quite grasp
I want to know where that question came from.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to know which part of that question came first.
Yeah, sometimes the question
was
that,
it the chicken or the
egg? The chicken never comes.
Egg.
you know what we don't get much of anymore?
What's that?
Huh. The person sending the question, delivering their questions. Or their choices.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, this is a very old one.
No, I know these are old ones, but I feel like we
haven't
at the very
ones in a long time.
I know, but I think at the beginning we had a bunch of those, and I haven't.
And it became the norm for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll have to
either way
touch on that once we get back to the more current stuff. Any other things we want to plug real quick as we are on our way out today?
Pause for a second. What day was yesterday?
Yesterday was the 1st.
Was it? The 1st of what?
May. Which means I did get a mysterious phone call.
Oh?
I got a phone call that I got a voicemail on my phone with a weird voice saying, hey, 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 1st of May, outdoor screw-in starts today. And oddly enough, somehow this person, this crazy mastermind hackery vile, vocal graffiti artist, somehow hacks their way into using my parents' caller ID every
what?
Year
God,
when they do this.
That's crazy.
It's upsetting.
That's amazing.
It's really upsetting to me that they would tarnish
that. That's some swordfish level shit.
It is. It really is. That's Hugh Jackman getting a blowjob and still typing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen that movie. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's so bad.
I forget how many years in a row now, I once again got a Mayday phone call from some mysterious stranger.
I got a couple things a couple weeks out that I can plug. First of all, May 13th, that's a Saturday, at 4 p.m. at the Phoenix Theater, you can see Official Ostrich Committee Improv.
I saw their posters up when I was at the Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah. By the way,
for that show, I forgot to plug, I think.
They are They are retiring their current structures.
Mm.
Mm. So this is going to be the last time you'll be able to see Improviana Jones.
Ooh,
That's
a fun idea.
Oh, it's fantastic. It'll be the last time you can see Improviana Jones or, what's the other form? World Decision Committee.
Hmm.
And they're both fun structures.
Sure. But you got to change it up, keep yourself having fun, yeah. Keep your audience guessing.
It's the last time you'll be able to see them, so you should go do that. The other thing I'm going to plug is on behalf of Fearless Comedy Productions.
Whoop, whoop.
May 12th, Friday, the day before the official Ostrich Committee,
mm-hmm.
Fearless is opening Anxiety the Musical.
Yay!
It's at the Lovely Mounds Theater. It's like 7 or 7:30. I believe tickets are available online, and you should go get some of those.
Yep, and there's even discounts if you go to some of those earlier performances. Mm-hmm. So if you hit up either Fearless on Facebook or the Fearless website or the Mounds website, you'll find links to get tickets. But that's going to be fun. I don't know if I can make it the first weekend because I've got other stuff going on, but I'm planning on... I have the boy the next weekend, and he likes to see all our shows.
Yeah.
So I will probably be there the second weekend to see it with
him. I have a rehearsal that night. Mm-hmm. I'll probably be hitting up the second weekend as well.
So we'll see
which means you guys should definitely go for opening night because then you don't have to put up with myself or Matt.
That is true.
Good call.
Anything you can do to avoid us is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I retroactively should have pimped, I think, last week that I was at the Phoenix because I was doing another one of those stage readings of a script with Not So Silent Planet. So we did A Christmas Carol, and I just want to point out this is a long way off, but next month we'll be doing Alice in Wonderland, which I'm very much looking forward to. No idea what I'll be doing in that show, but we now know what we'll be doing for the next month, so that's exciting as hell. Other than that, coming up... there is one thing, and again, this is a couple weeks out, but on the 21st, the next Fearless Workshop will be a sketch writing workshop featuring the lovely and talented Joe Bozick as the instructor.
I know.
And those are, if I'm not mistaken, $10 for non-Fearless members,
mm-hmm.
which...
holy shit, if you can't spend
know Joe Bozick at all, you know that's an insane deal. Yeah. Like, if you take the sketch writing workshops and stuff he does at places, it can be
cheap
like a couple
at four times
bucks.
The price.
Yeah.
Right.
So Becky, who has been plotting our workshops lately, really scored...
Hitting it out of the park.
So I'll be there. Pretty much anyone in our company that is not working or rehearsing
or
at that
rehearsing
moment will be there. Mm-hmm. So yes, a great chance to learn from one of the true masters of that craft that is in the cities now. So putting that out there now so I give people a little bit of time to plan ahead and make some arrangements if they need to get there. Events for information about that, there's like a Facebook event for it. You can go to the Fearless Enablers page, stuff like that, and find out. But I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I will not be at that workshop because I am going to be at the Janesville Renaissance Festival.
Oh, that's right.
That weekend. Mm-hmm. Now I'm really regretting that decision. God damn, I would love to tell everybody to come out to the Janesville Renaissance Festival and see me do my thing, but no, go to Joe's workshop.
You're gonna be at the one or the other. Not everybody can do both. But if they happen to be able to go see you, go see you. That's also a worthy endeavor. Oh, one more. I'm a terrible fucking host of a show.
Yeah, you are.
A week from today, next Tuesday, is the next Fearless Lab.
Oh, yay!
Which will be delightful.
Oh, it's going to be a busy week.
Any names you can drop for that?
I can. The next Fearless Lab, which is, like I said, next Tuesday, which I'm looking at my calendar to see the right day. The 9th. Yeah, Tuesday the 9th. We'll feature, let's see if I can do this from memory. I'll have Aiden Milligan, Kyle Decker.
Ooh.
Nancy Majestad, something from Doom Kitten and Dogbone,
nice.
And the Wet Commute Improv Group. So it's going to be a packed show, and I will, as I think Salsa pointed out, do less work because there's enough people that I won't have to do much of an intro. So I love that. But it's going to be fun. It's at least a couple things that will be new to Lab, either entirely or people bring totally new things.
Excellent.
So it should be nuts. It should be fun. And again, those are Pay What You Want at Honey. Doors at 7, shows at 7:30. You can get food and drinks there.
Thank you actually for reminding me because that 2 days later is going to be Double Blind Improv. It was pushed up a week due to a scheduling conflict.
Right.
Oh, it is. That's right. I forgot.
So Double Blind Improv is going to be on the 11th 2 days after the Fearless Lab, instead of the 18th, where it would usually have gone. Yes,
and I will not be in that one, so it'll be 10% funnier.
Also that, but yeah, if you're a fan of Double Blind Improv, and you should be, then it is going to be next week as opposed to 2 weeks from now.
Yep, there's some kind of scheduling conflict with the venue or whatever, but they're always really good about letting us just reschedule for a different week, which is awesome. So yeah, as always, check out Double Blind and the work that Eric Tonson does with that. And yeah, on that note, I think we're done. We're going to get out of here. Hope you have a good week. And we'll be back to talk at you next week.
Wait, do we say eat the fucking sandwich?
Oh, no.
Cake is a sandwich now.
Fuck.
The sandwich is a lie? I'm confused.
Eat the fucking lie?
Go forth and eat cake.
Excellent.
Let them eat sandwiches.
Let them eat sandwiches. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone too.
No, you don't.
None for you.